T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Be Morning Coffee Club. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you to everybody who sent in a shout out for the Thanksgiving shout out line. You'll be hearing those sprinkled throughout the show up until 10 o'clock this morning. I think we're also going to play some tomorrow, maybe even replay a couple. So listen up for that. In the 8 o'clock hour, chance at a Kane Brown Christmas, where you win tickets to Kane Brown and a Christmas tree from Wilbert's. That happens right around the 8:30 news mark here on the Be Morning Coffee Club. Is there a dress code at your Thanksgiving? Is there someone that you still dress up for? Do you dress up for yourself? Do you put on fancier clothes than you would if you were to go to the grocery store? 585-252-WBEE. There's a twist with this as well, TJ, with your dress code for Thanksgiving. Not yours, but theoretically speaking, a dress code for Thanksgiving, because it's not just Thanksgiving.
No, it's Bills. Buffalo Bills football Thanksgiving. And it's changed the holiday for us entirely.
Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now.
The
Bills are making it happen.
It's changed everything about it.
See, let me tell you this story, because I could see people doing this here in Western New York for Thanksgiving. I'm going to say it very fast so you can't take your jabs. But when I worked in Radio New York City, we worked above Madison Square Garden, where you would go downstairs. You can go downstairs, leave the radio station, go down the elevator, and be in a seat in the garden without even going outside. That's the building I worked in. It's pretty cool.
Well, you're just working your way right up that ladder, aren't you, buddy?
Well, you know, being familiar with the number one market, I wouldn't mind an email from the boss, maybe a transfer where I'm appreciated.
A transfer.
You think the boss is listening?
What time is it?
Or knows who you are.
7:45. Okay, they're either still sleeping or done working.
Yeah.
I bring this up because people would dress up to go to those office buildings in Penn Plaza.
Yeah.
And when the Rangers were playing at the Garden, they would throw their hockey jersey over
the dress their shirt
and tie, and then go down to the game.
Wow.
Okay.
So I wonder if anybody's going to do that with the Bills jersey for Thanksgiving. Not that everybody wears a suit or a shirt and tie to Thanksgiving, but I know every year when I go in my closet, I go, okay, do I have a nicer long sleeve shirt? Right. Do I have a button down? Do I have a polo? Do I have khakis instead of jeans? Do I have dress shoes instead of sneakers?
It used to be like that. Like the older generation of my family is gone, but there were days, I mean, when I was younger and a teenager, you dressed up a little bit for Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we used to get new Thanksgiving dresses.
We used to get nude.
That's what I heard.
There was a very pregnant pause there.
New! Went shopping.
I heard nude.
Okay.
I heard
absolutely not.
How far back are we going?
Who's got the mashed potatoes? Yeah, we're talking about the first Thanksgiving. We know you were there, but I'm pretty sure they were dressed up. I mean, unless you were a Native American, you wore less clothes.
At least they had a loincloth.
Right.
Good God, Terry.
Traditionally speaking.
What are you doing over there?
Would you shut this music up? I hate your music box.
Okay. So you used to get nude on Thanksgiving. When did that change? Go.
It changed basically with my kids, I would say.
Okay,
my
good
sister.
Time to do it.
No. I mean, my nieces and we stopped making them wear dresses and good pants and shiny shoes, and we didn't do that, and you know, whatever. So yeah, no, nobody gets dressed up.
Yeah, we'd all whip out our turkey basters.
Stop that! I said new, not nude. Oh.
Listen, she said it just the same. New, not nude.
Casual clothes, pajamas, Bill's jersey, or dressing up for Thanksgiving. 252-WBEE. Give us a call or shoot us a text on the B Morning Coffee Club.
Waking you up.
We used to get new.
It's the B Morning Coffee Club.
I said new. That was new. That was clearly new. I mean, we used to get new. Okay. You know
you
what?
Have to play the long pause after it before she said dresses.
No.
We used to get new dresses.
He needs to use his time.
We used to get new things
in between songs in a more useful way.
Oh, well, I think it's very useful.
Yeah,
don't you like color pictures or something, or like do flashcards to keep your memory sharp?
Oh my god!
You might need a new set. Wow.
She normally cleans out her purse.
Yeah, counting coins over there. We don't even use coins anymore.
I do. You give anything you have to me.
She's unplugging her headphones.
I unplugged you. I mean, we used to get nude.
Oh. All right, fine. Used to get nude. It's
okay,
fine.
I never said that.
Different.
Everybody's got their traditions.
I mean, we used to get nude.
You know what? You be you. You do you, boo.
Wow, is that the turkey or Aunt Alice? I can't see from here.
Oh, God, I can't stand you.
I thought you were supposed to set the giblets aside. Oh, well, that's Uncle Ron.
Up. Shut it.
Hey. We used to get new.
Okay, Terry.
Oh, man.
What the heck were we talking about?
Who knows?
Oh, what you wear on Thanksgiving. All right, this Thanksgiving.
Or don't.
Starting tomorrow, of course, there's many options because you're you need to dress up nice for whatever the tradition in your family is, whether maybe it's for grandma or whoever's hosting, right? I can see that happening. Some people encourage you to wear comfortable pajamas. Just wear your pajamas, hang out, lounge on the couch. You're going to nap after turkey anyway. You're going to be at inside a house. You're not here to impress anybody. Wear what you want, sweats, pajamas. But with the Buffalo Bills game on, is there anybody who would have a problem with you wearing a Bills jersey over at the house for Thanksgiving? For some reason, I could see your mom having a problem with that.
No.
Traditional.
As long as you stay.
I was going to say, all she wants them to do is stay.
Yeah, how many change of clothes are you bringing?
She doesn't care what they wear.
I don't care. Just stay.
Just don't leave.
Why don't you stay?
I mean, we used to get new.
I'm so tired of being lonely. There's one thing you should know.
At least we wear clothes.
We used to get new.
You have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay?
I mean, we used to get new.
Stay dressed.
Number one for new country and fun. Every morning. It's the B Morning Coffee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.